The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Madden! Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey, Bunty. Welcome back to our listeners. So the other episode, I thought we'd do something today, the next episode. For a while, we've been talking about these different, very distinct, different political types that broadly Indian elites, and I'm using elite for what passes for middle class, you know, the background that I come from by and large, but, you know, also, let's say middle through upper middle income in India, right? And yeah, these are the types who I think their practices, their mannerisms, those stay constant, even if the object that they're commenting on, whether it's Indira Gandhi or Modi, kind of tend to change.
Right.
So I had a few, and then I'm sure, you know, you have some in mind as well.
Okay, so which are the ones that you wanted to talk about?
Okay,
today?
So I have, you know, I was thinking, so I've, there's a few that I've seen very, very distinctively, and there's, okay, so there's one figure who's what I call the paramilitary uncle.
Right.
So paramilitary, and I'm just going to signal this. This is
paramilitary. It's not territorial army uncle, it's paramilitary uncle.
And I'm going to explain it. And I want to say this is going to be mildly not safe for work, guys. So please, again, bear with us. I mean, I'm pretty sure that no kid sits around listening to two, you know, dudes in their 40s. They find it boring. But if you are one of our listeners, we're immensely grateful. And you just happen to play this while, you know, your kids are pottering about. I mean, there'll be an occasional, you know, scatological term here and there. So paramilitary uncle can also be called pseudo-military uncle. He's an uncle who may or may not have gone to the military, okay? So he may have done a stint in the military, or he may have been, you know, like one of my dad's colleagues from the Merchant Navy, or he may have been, you know, he may just be a guy who, like, worked a marketing job at Hindustan Lever or something. But the attitude to everything is that, you know, and I've been listening, I've heard, seen many iterations of this. It's like, you know, uncle comes, you know, like a family comes over for dinner, or there's a do gathering at your place. I mean, you know, India in the 70s and 80s that I grew up in, my parents were like super social, which probably explains why I'm asocial to the point of being like, you know, reclusive. So, you know, so this paramilitary uncle's answer to all things, everything is like, everybody hang the buggers, you know. And he speaks in this sort of, you know, military, like, come on now, come on, everybody hang the buggers. So, and paramilitary uncle, like, has the same tone for everything. So even when he sees you, hey, young man, all right, what's it going on? How's this class going and school going, you know? So paramilitary uncle would be like politicians. I mean, all the buggers should be lined up and shot, I tell you. Hang them by their balls. So, Indian cricket team loses 5-0 in Australia. Ah, useless buggers. Let them get on the plane and let's catch them and hang the buggers.
So paramilitary uncle, just to probe on the character, is he with facial hair, without facial hair?
He's okay. Paramilitary uncle is a very clean shaven. Eh? All these very hippie fucks. Eh? Kill the buggers. Line them up and shoot the buggers. Very long hair, earrings in their ears and all. So paramilitary uncle, only if he has a beard, it will be very well trimmed, because there's quasi-fascist discipline. And paramilitary uncle, you must remember, loved the emergency. Ah, bloody, the trains ran on time. Every bugger showed up for work. Hats off to Indira Gandhi, I tell you. Now, So the same thing, you know, hang the buggers, shoot the buggers. There's one thing else with paramilitary uncle. As each glass of whiskey is sipped, he becomes more incoherent. And then what happens is that he lapses from, the only thing you hear is the curse word. And then he lapses from Hindi, English to occasionally Hindi. So after two whiskeys, it's like, ah, bastard. So you don't know who's being hung. And then after about five whiskeys, it's like, the bancho. So, you know, this is... So this is paramilitary uncle, and this is his political solution to everything. Like, hang the buggers, man. Okay.
I think paramilitary uncle has a place in all society and all time, because I think what you're signaling is paramilitary uncle's core competency is the fact that he's underqualified to comment.
Correct.
But the fact that he's had a brush. Today I was using a phrase somewhere, is it delusions of adequacy, right?
Nice.
Paramilitary uncle has delusions of adequacy.
So it's not even delusions of grandeur, it's delusions of adequacy. That's really brilliant.
So what he does is he walks into situations, and I know the type you mean. I mean, I have had some military connections in my family as well. They have a slight OCD tendency, which is, you know, they're very finicky about. So the whole kind of mess mentality, like, you know, eating with knife and fork, dal and chawal, that shines through. But also things have to happen. Like they'll say that, when will you meet? Like, 0700. So when does the train leave? When does the Kalka Mail leave? It's like 0921. If you go to with paramilitary uncle, so you said paramilitary uncle is judging, making political assumptions. But imagine going with paramilitary uncle to a picnic, right? It would be absolutely like he'd be the person front and center of, you know, trying to marshal people onto the van that we need to be past toll tax point X by 0:19 hours.
Correct.
Otherwise, sunlight will go down, petrol will run out. And they would induce a sense of needless anxiety into social proceedings.
They would also
play a part in weddings. Picnics, parties, paramilitary uncle would have this kind of 0900 type number without alcohol.
Totally, absolutely. So that's one kind. And, you know, the answer to everything is like, hang on. Now, the second kind is, you know, there's what I call ahistorical auntie. Now, ahistorical auntie's general level of knowledge is like, it is ahistorical, let me be polite. And ahistorical auntie is typically someone who, on a one-to-one basis, is very sweet. Now, this is some auntie who, you know, maybe she knew your mom. Maybe she was part of your mom's friend circle. Maybe she was part of your mom's professional circle at the workplace. She's known you. But, you know, it's not like you hung out with her. What's happened is that you have not met ahistorical auntie for 17 years. But for some reason, when you're back in India, you know, when you visit, especially the first few times you come back, in the immediate aftermath of when you leave, you know, people will generally know. I mean, people in India are very social, right? So, you know, your mom is chatting, you know, my son's coming, etc. So, a historical auntie will feel the need to drop in that, main aise hello bolne aungi. Now, my point is that, you know, when my parents were in Delhi and I was working in Bombay and I used to come back, you never came to say hello. But if I'm in the US and I'm coming back, like, what is the urge to come and say hello? I don't know. So there's, you know, always some like element of curiosity, because, you know, in the building there are like, let's say, 9 different people who are studying in America or working in America. So, you know, ahistorical auntie also wants to compare, you know, who's doing what, who's driving Honda, who's driving Audi, etc. Anyway, ahistorical auntie will come, you know, she will bring mithai, very sweet, beta, how are you, very good. And then suddenly, you know, the politics will start that, you know, it's India now, it's not India you grew up in, it's, you know, all minorities everywhere. So then, you know, it gets irritating. And for many years in India, generally what happened is that, you know, you held your peace because you, like Indian society, even after you became an adult or before adulthood, once you were sentient and had political views, you generally did not have the freedom because of social conventions to, you know, basically take on an adult in debate, even when you knew that, look, they were, you know, talking out of their backsides. So, but now, you know, you're like, nah, auntie, I don't know what you mean by that. See, beta, when you go to, you see, the other day I was at zoo and I saw Muslim. Now, minorities are there in minority areas, like Muhammad Ali Road, but minorities are also coming in majority areas.
Right.
So I was like, auntie, this doesn't make sense. Auntie, everyone is an Indian citizen. All of public space belongs to everyone. Beta, you don't know what it was like in partition. But auntie, you were also not born during partition. Beta, ab kya keh rahe ho? 1971, I was 8 years old. Auntie, partition of Bangladesh and Pakistan. Partition actually happened in 1947. Beta, you don't know much. Auntie, actually, one of the areas I'm focusing on for my PhD is South Asian history, Indian history. Dekho, beta, you may be doing Indian history, book history, but this is wrong. Aapke uncle hai, uncle is engineer, but on the internet, from this encyclopedia called Wikipedia, he's learning a lot. Partition was 1971. Beta, I'm telling you, partition was 1971. Auntie, no, you're wrong. Partition was 1947. No, beta, you never mind. I will tell your mother that aap America jaake bahut rude ban gaye ho. So this is the conversation.
Historical auntie, right?
Historical
auntie is generally overweight and partial to bright colors.
Maybe I think so.
I'm just trying to paint a mental picture of
now. Happened is that now a historical auntie has become very health conscious and all of it, and now a historical auntie is into like Patanjali products. Earlier, ahistorical auntie used to be like, getting diet Coke cans and all. That was status. Now she has rediscovered Hinduism and Indian indigenous. So this is the second. And the third character, go ahead.
So just dwelling on this auntie G for a while. So why does she feel threatened by public space being kind of non-standardized, Is it because she stays in certain enclaves, or how does she?
Years of being fed nonsense, plus beneath the performance of Nehruvian secularism, there's always been this banal prejudice among Hindus, right? Especially privileged Hindus. So there are these routine kind of communal remarks you hear, and those go hand in hand with the worst kind of cliches about Hindus are peaceful, tolerant secularism, but. Beneath that, there are always these sort of remarks about, Muslims, Sikhs, Christians, Sikhs little less, especially in the north. Jains are kind of treated as Hindus itself. Plus, I think what also happens is Velapanti, right? Now, ahistorical aunties' kids are also, one is in Bangalore, one maybe in New Jersey. You can do your yoga in the morning, then you can read something about Patanjali products. Then you can gossip with some other people about what's going on. Then maybe you hang or you talk, you send a letter or an email to your grandkids. Then little time is left and, you turn the news on. Amit Shah is doing bakbak about Muslims. Modi is doing some veiled bakbak. Bajrang Dal is lynching someone. And then let's join the bandwagon. And why not? Nah? Because in 1971, the partition of India, they did so many bad things. Now it's our turn. So that's, I think, the logic.
who's the third one?
There are a few others I have. The third one is what I call South Bombay Girl. Okay.
Right.
Now, I want to mention that this is in no way inspired by my wife. Okay. She's made me say this very clearly. And it's also not inspired in any way by anyone who went to, a school called J.B. Pettit in Bombay or anything. Right. I just want to make this very clear. Now, this is South Bombay Girl has gone to these very posh schools in South Bombay. And there, you learnt about... how apartheid was being battled, but you were not aware of Khadi Bhandar, which was, 20 minutes away from where you lived.
Right.
And you didn't know the political. Now, South Bombay Girl, I have to say, is very well-intentioned. So, for instance, when South Bombay Girl will see her, and she believes in equality, and she believes that everyone must have all opportunities. So, when she'll see a soldier, for instance, she'll just, fearlessly, right. Yeah. So see, with me, if I see a soldier, usually it's like a hulking, jart from, 6'8", who has served in Siachen. So unless there is a reason to interact, I will not. But she'll say, dekho, war wala bhaiya, soldier is war wala bhaiya, okay? Dekho, war wala bhaiya, war bad hai, tum war mat karo, tum peace karo. Theek hai? So this is it. War is very bad. Bad things mat karo aise. Peace karo. You do peace. Okay, samajhta na bhaiya. So Jat is totally fucked. What? Who? What is going on? So, but also, for instance, with her driver. So, the driver is taking South Bombay Girl out for shopping and she'll say that, acha, driver bhaiya, aapko lunch ke liye kya chahiye? Aapko dessert ke liye kya tiramisu chahiye? Ya aapko... fondant cake chahiye. So poor driver is, he said, madam, apne ko to kulfi janta hai. Arre poor driver bhaiya, kulfi so plebeian. Kuch to maise fondant khao na, hum bhejta hai. हम भेजता है मैडम थोड़ा वो पानी भी मिलेगा व्हाट्स पानी यार सो सो देन द पुअर ड्राइवर इज मैडम मैडम वो कुछ समझा नहीं आप कुछ ऐसे प्लीबियन बोला ड्राइवर भैया तुमको प्लीबियन नहीं मालूम वो शेक्सपियर के टाइम में जो ऑर्डिनरी लोग था ऑर्डिनरी पीपल दे वर कॉल्ड प्लीबियंस मैडम ये शेक्सपियर कौन है ड्राइवर भैया तुमको नहीं मालूम लंदन में शेक्सपियर है तुम छुट्टी इस अब मैं डैडी को बोलती है कि तुम इस बार हॉलीडे में तुमको जरूर लंदन जाना नहीं नहीं मैडम अपना खंडाला का सेटिंग है अरे वो ड्राइवर भैया खंडाला सो ओवर खंडाला डन यार यू शुड गो टू लंदन सो सो दिस इज
This is brilliant, Rohit. So there are three characters you've introduced: Paramilitary Uncle, Ahistorical Auntie, and Southbound Beggar. Correct. Right, and these three characters are constantly jostling for public space, and do you think they're contemporary in India, here and now, or is this a throwback to another time, another place? I think these are archetypes, you know, if you read
myth and you read you know or you read structuralist theory there are these archetypes in societies and these are I think archetypes of modern Indian society so you know they I think they kind of emerged and cohered in the way in you know in the aftermath of 47 and since then I think they have you know they sort of soldier on and there are a few others also but you know this like this is the basis on which decisions are made you know like yeah, Swachh Bharat was a wonderful program by Modi ji You know, Swachh Bharat, then it's, you know, if he's cleaning things, yaar, I mean, you know, look at the dirt on our roads. Swachh Bharat, I mean, why won't I vote for him? So, you know, that's basically the logic. And then when it's like, ah, bloody Modi taught them a lesson. Ah, bloody sent, ah, bloody shot the buggers and he taught them a lesson. Ah, Modi, ah, he's a man, man, come on. Yeah, come on, let's go. I fucking vote for Modi, man. So that's paramilitary, you know.
So I've got to say the paramilitary uncle, wife is ahistorical auntie.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And their daughter is South Bombay girl.
That could be, that's absolutely true, actually. That's fantastic. I mean, that's wonderful, you know. And then.
So this is like the Indian. I mean, look, how are we doing for time?
I think we should wrap this up. I mean, there's other, you know.
So there are lots of other possibilities.
Yeah, like
I
mean, the same family.
There is one thing that I will leave this episode on, and we won't talk about it now. We'll probably revisit. One of the things that I have noticed in India is the righteous lefty.
Oh, yeah, right? Totally.
So what will happen is you're in a, and the righteous lefty will make a very righteous point at the wrong time. And all that I mean by that is if you're sitting in a restaurant
enjoying yourself,
having a good meal, you know, there's quite a lot of money involved from, you know, it's an expensive meal. There's quite a lot of drinking. Righteous lefty will use that precise moment to make some kind of point about, you know, the homeless and the hungry. So the question is, then you mentioned, you know, why did you have to raise it then? We are aware of it, right? We'll deal with it. And righteous lefty will raise it and then make you go on a guilt trip, right?
You know.
Which is really odd, man. So the intentions are good, but the timing is so fucking off.
Yeah, and then you're absolutely right. And, you know, righteous lefty can be the younger brother of ahistorical of paramilitary uncle who he hates, but ahistorical auntie also has a brother who's I call Given F Mama. So he, so Given F Mama is a wastrel. He's basically done nothing his whole life. He's basically, you know, first mooched off someone, now he's mooching off sister. But Given F Mama is a guy who never votes.
Right.
You know, he just has. He will read paper. He will wake up, smoke weed, hang around. And, you know, somehow Indian family structures are such that you can flit from family to family throughout the year and actually never do a day's honest work. Like, there have been figures like this in my family.
So, absolutely. So, don't give an F Mama is a regular feature in every Indian family. Right?
Yeah. Like, you know, nothing. Any, you know, and his reason for, and he's actually a smart guy. Like, in his time, he's read, he's not a dogmatic leftist. He's not like, you know, a kind of right-wing fanatic. He's a live and let live guy. The reason he's able to get away without doing any job is that he, you know, people don't mind having him around. Like, he makes his presence very unobtrusive. Like, he'll stay in a house for weeks, but he's very light. He'll sleep under the sofa. You know, he'll help you. Like, you know, auntie's struggling to open a jar of Kisan jam. He'll be the guy who'll help you. You know, he'll go and do some groceries. Munna's cycle got a flat, he'll fix it. So as a result of which, he basically, you know, he'll do these small things, which minimal right. effort, but he can just sleep and hang out, and he's bumming off people left, right, and center. And his logic for voting is actually not voting is very simple. It's not a political logic. Like, he probably is the sharpest guy in terms of who to vote for, you know, because he's such a lokha, but he picks up a lot from the neighborhood. So he understands the social cultural pulse. His only reason for voting is, yaar, subah bahut jaldi uthna padega and line bahut hai. So, you know, that's why he's given F, man.
So he's the king of self-preservation.
He's the king of self-preservation, man. He lives light, lives light, and he just manages to, you know, like, I mean, his point is that, look, in an extended family, there has to be some surplus, there has to be some wastage. If I'm just skimming off that and just crashing and I'm helping people in return, then you know, why should I wake up in the morning, shave, wear a tie, go for work? What's the point?
Anyway, look, we touched upon these characters. We'll come back to more of these. But I think as we leave, it's only fair to request the people who listen to this to come to supply to us the characters that inhabit their minds, as these characters do ours, and see if we can create a kind of a montage of sorts.
Absolutely.
Across these people. Chalo, boss. Take it easy. Have a good week. We'll catch up some other time.
Take care, boss. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.